This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right. Nick Mono here with you on The Fan, 302 on this Monday morning, the Monday after the first week of the NFL season, although I guess there is a game tonight. Hope all your fantasy dreams came true. Had some family over today. Made some pulled pork. Getting ready for all the games. Sit down, trying to watch everything all at once. You got two football games on, the Yankees and Mets on at 1 o'clock. I was just like, that's why I felt bad. You know, not that I feel bad, but people are hitting me up like, hey, no comments today. You predict them to go 2-0 and can't say anything. I'm like, I DVR'd the Yankee game. I would have DVR'd the Giant game because the Yankee game was more important to me. But I had family over looking to watch football, so I couldn't do that to them. So I wanted to stay off Twitter just in case there were any Yankee stuff. We'll get to the Yankees and their victory in a little bit. But we sat down, all of us eating pulled pork. The kids had pizza. And we watched the New York Jets. Forget about the Giants. We watched the New York Jets actually play football. And again, I joked a little bit. We're going to hear moral victories brought up a lot later today on all the shows as you listen to The Fan all day. Keep it locked here. You know you're going to hear a lot about moral victories and how you feel coming out of this game, and the fan base should feel good. And it's one of those, like, it's tough. It's not easy. You lose on a 60-yard field goal. You watch Aaron Rodgers beat you. He throws four touchdown passes. You have a critical mistake from Gibson and a fumble. You've got, Quincy Williams with a bad late hit that ends up continuing a drive in the third quarter that leads to a Steelers touchdown. You got Garrett Wilson not being able to hold on to the ball in the end, which is tough. I mean, he got hit almost immediately, but as Bart Scott was saying and he was tough on them. But Bart Scott was saying, hey, you're a $30 million wide receiver. You want to hold on to that football. You got plenty of things to still be upset about losing that game that you absolutely played well enough to win in, but that's the difference. The New York Jets played well yesterday. Defensively, there's definitely some issues, and obviously, you know, Brandon Stevens, the opposite cornerback to Sauce Gardner, was a problem. They went after him all game long. But I thought the Jet team, I mean, you look at it, all the questions about this team have been offensive. And that's really why you'll talk about moral victories, because it wasn't just that you were right there to win the game. It wasn't just that it's a 2-point loss and you covered or whatever. I don't know, whatever. It wasn't just that it took a 60-yard field goal to beat you late. It's that you did it in a manner where your greatest strength was your perceived weakness. And you expect the defense to get better. You expect the mistakes to stop. You're hoping that Gibson, whoever's returning kicks from this point on, won't fumble. You're hoping you clean that kind of stuff up, and you expect this defense to be better. And 34 points is way too many points, don't get me wrong. But you kind of were heading into the season wondering what the hell was this offense going to be. At least I was. I don't know how you felt, Jet fans. You know, at 888-808-1019, call me up. Maybe you all had confidence that Justin Fields was going to play the way he did yesterday. Maybe you had confidence this team was capable of scoring 30 points. I didn't know what Breece Hall was going to look like. Speculation at the start of the offseason that they could move him. The dynamic between him and Allen and how that tandem is going to work. And he comes out and is electric. And he rushes 107 yards on 19 carries. The running game was there. You're worried about how the offensive line's going to run block with Vera Tucker going down. It comes out and it plays the, I mean, it's just as good. Tippmann moves over, does a great job. The offensive line looked good. You ran the football. You blocked it up. You're worried about this passing game. The entire camp, the entire preseason, not sure if you're going to be able to complete any kind of passes. And Justin Fields throws a bomb touchdown to Garrett Wilson, who looked good in this game. The tight ends are getting involved. He's moving around the pocket while still looking down the field, even on that last play, which I guess is getting criticized a little bit because he might have been able to run for the first down. He's still, while he's running, looking to make a play down the field with the passing, like with his arm. That's what he should be doing. I had no problem with him throwing it to Garrett Wilson there to end the game. Unfortunately, Garrett Wilson couldn't hold on. Keep his eyes down the field, making plays with his arm while eluding the pass rush. I thought he played way better than I could have expected. I mean, truly, I thought there was some good amount. They completely, on the naked boot, had Pittsburgh completely fooled. I mean, there were some killer plays in there that cost you the game, absolutely, and the defense has got to be better. And the other cornerback with, you know, the departure of Reed had really hurt you in this game. And plus, it's also, you know, Stevens from his time in Baltimore, Pittsburgh knew him well and were able to game plan against him, as Sauce was pretty much on Metcalf the entire game. And you even got that lucky fluke play where it's bouncing all over the place and falls into Metcalf. Like, a lot of different things had to happen for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers to come into that building and win. And a lot of it is still the same. And I thought, you know, it's unfortunate. The coach talked about cleaning it up. And I said, we talked about his accountability. But I mean, ultimately, you come out of that game as a Jet fan and you say to yourself, like, this is what I talked about in the opening of the show a little bit, the new and old. Like, hey, I might have an offense here. I should have a run game. Like, that shouldn't go anywhere. This offensive line, I thought, proved that it can go make it can go push people around and you can create holes. And he looked, and Breece Hall, who was one of the more explosive young backs in this league, his rookie season, I know he gets hurt, but I mean, he's an explosive back and he looked great. The run game should be there. Between the tandem and the quarterback, the run game should be there. I don't think that's going anywhere. And if he's going to pass the ball like he did, like, you're going to have a functioning offense, and you expect the defense to figure itself out. Now, there have been times where we've said that over and over again, and the defense never figures it out, and the defense, while, you know, statistically having good seasons, crumble in the biggest moments, all the same issues the Jets have had for years, still scare you. You still hate that a penalty hurt you, hate that a turnover hurt you, but, like, I don't know about moral victories necessarily, but my faith in the team moving forward is a hell of a lot stronger than what we saw from the New York Giants, clearly, because I was concerned about what their identity was going to be, and they kept telling me the identity is going to be line of scrimmage, run the football, line of scrimmage, run the football, and that's exactly what you saw. You saw them execute a game plan, go out there and play well. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. They lost the football game. That sucks. They're 0-1. They've got the Bills coming up. They could be staring 0-2 in the face, and you know how the NFL goes. You know how it goes. 0-2 is a hard enough hole to get out of. So, I mean, there are still issues with this team, but I felt, you know, leaving the game, it's not so much that I'm taking a moral victory. I guess I'm parsing words here. I just looked at the Jets and said, that's a product that is clearly better than it was. And that's a product that I see things that I have no reason to believe won't be there next week. And it's a version of a team that moving forward looks like a competent football team with an identity and a game plan and an ability to execute that game plan. And maybe we're being easy on them because we watch the Giants right alongside of them have none of that. But I saw a football team with a plan and identity. All this talk about culture and everything that this coach was going to bring outside of the penalty and the fumble that hurt you and same some of the same mistakes. You did see a lot of this stuff. They were tough. They were physical. They got a penalty protecting their quarterback, which, you know, which sucks. But at the same time, that's a penalty you're somewhat okay with. Like, you got to be out there, protect. They were playing for each other. They had a game plan. They executed it. You saw a lot of positives.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ultimately, it's a loss. And yes, I mean, I thought, you know, Aaron Rodgers looked really good. And, you know, the turnover and the back-to-back scores were tough, but they end up coming back and taking the lead again. And you got beat by a great quarterback and a 60-yard field goal. And Aaron Rodgers, after the game, talking about how he was excited to beat everyone associated with the Jets, and he had to prove to them that he could still play. Well, he did, and I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be a damn good football team this year. I truly do. I've been saying that all year. I think him and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be really good this year. And it's frustrating to see him in victory formation from most Jet fans. I guess some on the other side of the glass are okay with it. But I just thought that it's a game that you can take a lot from. And I don't know if you expect it to be a playoff team anyway, but it's a game that you feel good about your team afterwards. I don't know how else it's don't get me wrong, it sucks. And I know there'll always be the dilemma. And we'll get into this. Right now, I'm sure many of you Jet fans don't want to hear this or don't care about this and are just looking to have some confident football and the young kids giving it to you. But again, Justin Fields, is this him? And even if this is him, how good is this? And is this the kind of guy you want to give a long-term contract to? Is this the next? Because that's always the question, right? Obviously, we know with the Giants that it's not Russell Wilson. It's not Jameis Winston. The next future quarterback of the New York Giants is Jackson Dart. It's just a matter of when we see him. The Jets are in the middle of this transformation and this new era, and they're going to try and figure out who the future quarterback of this team is. The biggest question any franchise has to answer before they can consider themselves real contenders for a Super Bowl. Is Justin Fields the kind of quarterback that can get you to a Super Bowl? And this first game, I thought he looked really damn good. But that's what they're going to wrestle with at the end of the year, depending on how he plays. Now, they might be in a position where they have no other choice. If they win some games and they're too far away to draft a young quarterback, and I doubt you're going to find one in free agency, so they might be stuck into giving Justin Fields a contract. But you can win football games with what we saw yesterday. There is no doubt about it. You can win a lot of football games. You can be a playoff team. You can win playoff games with what I saw. I've been down on Justin Fields. He was part of my wheel of quarterback crap in the offseason. I hated the signing. I still don't know how I feel about it. He played better than I thought he could. That was an impressive first game in a Jets uniform for Justin Fields. And we'll see if it continues. It's going to be an interesting quarterback, interesting season to debate whether or not he's the guy moving forward, how many games he has to win, how well he has to play, how dynamic he has to be in both the run game and the pass game. But for the first go-round in a Jets uniform, he looked in complete control. Nothing surprised him. He didn't run like a chicken with his head cut off. He ran with a purpose. He ran with his eyes down the field. He made plays off the run, throwing it down the field. He threw a beautiful deep pass for a touchdown to a wide open Garrett Wilson, but still made a nice pass, completed it, touchdown, made a pass over the middle and kind of, fitted into a small window. I thought he played well. And I think off of the first game after the years of crap that Jet fans have seen, to have a new regime, a new head coach, new coordinators, new GM, new everything, and to step on the field and do exactly what they told you they were going to do is refreshing. And so, yes, it's a loss. Yes, it's frustrating. Yes, they have a Buffalo Bills team who just pulled off a miracle on Sunday Night Football with the current MVP and an absolute magician in Josh Allen. Just an absolute magician. That game last night was incredible. They're down 15 points in the fourth quarter. What was it, 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left? Now, they get the fumble from Henry, but man, oh man, Josh Allen just wills this team to victory. They are not as good as Baltimore. They are not as good a roster. They are not as good a defense. They are not as good a team. They don't have the weapons that Baltimore has, and yet Josh Allen just finds a way. And they find a way to lose, too. That's the other side of that story last night. For everything, as good as Lamar Jackson is, as great as Derrick Henry is, as talented as that roster, as good a coach as John Harbaugh is, they find ways to lose these big games. They're up 15 points trying to make a statement after losing to them in the playoffs last year. They're up 15 in the fourth quarter, and they blow that game. Unbelievable. And Josh Allen's ability, it's... To watch that game and then watch the Giant game, the Giants aren't playing NFL football. It's that plain and simple. The Jets played NFL football. It was a disappointing loss. I get it. The Giants didn't play football yesterday. The Giants just ran around. They said hike a couple times. I don't know what they were doing. Because I watched a real football game last night. That was a classic. That's one of the great... Like, that's one of the great opening primetime, you know, opening season primetime games I can ever remember. That was, what a classic game last night. And Josh Allen, I mean, he's throwing a Coleman, he's throwing a Shakir. Like, I know those guys are talented. I'm not saying they're not, but they are not. Like, Flowers is far better. Like, I don't, just, you know, that team is just better. And yet, Josh Allen just wills it into existence, man. He is unbelievable. They are both, to watch Lamar Jackson and, you know, when we think of these great quarterback, like, it's always going to be Patrick Mahomes versus this one, Patrick Mahomes versus that one right now. And obviously you go back, you know, Peyton and Tom was, you know, constantly going back and forth in AFC championship games. Like, if sign me up if this is the next 5 years of these two guys going at it every year in the postseason. I mean, that game was just tremendous. What a great football game. What an absolute great football game. We'll go around the league a little bit. We saw a couple. I could not have been more wrong about the Dolphins. And I know that's going to be a talking point. And we're going to talk about Daniel Jones. And I get it. And I'm sure Brett in Long Island, he doesn't typically call on Mondays, but I'm sure Brett in Long Island is going to give me a call and brag about Josh Allen, who is the first guy, was it since 1991, I think I saw the stat? Since 1991 to score on every single possession. And he looked good. I'm not saying he didn't look good, but the Dolphins are an absolute mess. I don't know if you saw that game. They're an absolute mess. Tua was terrible. The defense is atrocious. Their defensive backfield is horrendous. The Colts did whatever they wanted to do, and Tua was awful in this game. McDaniels is not long for this world. He is going to get fired. That was an embarrassing performance. Embarrassing. We saw a big-time performance from the trendy Green Bay Packers, who really made a statement kicking the crap out of the Lions. I know it was at home, but still. Parsons played. He played well. And Jordan Love and that Packers offense absolutely took it to the Detroit Lions. That was a big win for them. A couple of games across the league, but obviously we're focusing on the Jets and Giants here. 888-808-1019. We'll get into more of that as we go through. But Sunday Night Football was incredible. And the Jets, you know, it's a promising game that makes you feel like, because what was going to hold this team back was the offense. And it sucks that the defense lost you the game. But I wasn't sure if this offense was going to be able to function. And they took the ball right down the field, and it didn't stop pretty much the whole game. I was very impressed with the Jets. I think Breece Hall running the way he did was really impressive. And this offensive line, even without Vera Tucker, was very good. Move guys around, man. They were getting a push. That defensive front from Pittsburgh is supposed to be, you know, one of the better defensive fronts in the AFC. I mean, they were getting blown off the ball. I thought the Jets played extremely well. Even with losses, I think you come out of this game feeling completely different. Giants and Jet fans are feeling completely different today. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls real quick. Ron in Flatbush. What's up, Ron? Hey, Ron, you there? I know I went on a rant and then went right to you. You there?
Yeah, yes.
There you are. What's up, Ron?
Yeah, what's up? All my teams suck right now. I'm Syracuse.
What are your other teams?
I'm Syracuse, Brooklyn Nets. I'm the Jets and the Yankees. But we can run through.
You say the Yankees suck right now? They just won two. You guys are amazing, I swear.
No, they don't suck. They don't suck. They're the ones.
They're just not the 98 Yankees, I know. I get it.
No. But I don't know where to start. I was going to go. Let me go real quick. The G-Men, yes. I want any New York team to break this curse that is going on right now. Non-Liberty, any male, any, at this point,
we get you.
Anybody. With the G-Men fans, calm down. Let this kid play. And I don't think Gable is going to give up his last card, which is the ace card, is the quarterback. I think he might not play until after week 10. But these guys want him now, and you got to let Russ go. The line is messed up. Anybody's going to have problems right now. So just calm down. Let this kid get some nurturing. Obviously, yeah,
I hear what you're saying, and that I think that's a good point, Ron, in the way you put it. Like, a little bit. Like, if Dable, if they're not going to win, right, if they're not going to win a lot of games, or at least a significant amount of games, more than their 5.5 over-under, which I don't know if they're going to. If he wants to keep his job, we all know it. There's one thing. One thing. One, score touchdowns and have a competent offense. That would help. But it's the development of Jackson Dart. That's it. So if Brian Dable doesn't feel like Jackson Dart is ready and that he wants to work with him without playing him just yet, I don't think he's going to do anything to hinder the development. When Jackson Dart hits the field, he's going to want Jackson Dart to be ready. Now, you know, maybe you could do this, you know, where you start him immediately and he's awful and then he naturally progresses and he can show progression to the owner. But, like, I think he wants to make sure this kid is ready when we put him in, because I got to show that we have a quarterback here. And it's for me, it's just as simple as, and maybe I'm being too set in my ways. Maybe I'm being too, I'm not being enough of how bad today was and how quickly you have to make decisions in the NFL. Maybe I'm not. But in my mind, I don't want to deviate from long-held beliefs and plans that I have instituted just because they lost a game that they were 6-point underdogs in. Like, I know it was ugly. Don't get me wrong. It was ugly. That offense was non-existent. It was a debacle of a performance. But do I really want to deviate from everything I've been building and every plan I've had the last 6 months because they lost a game that pretty much everybody expected them to lose? Like, I don't know if I can just give up on that. I don't like the idea of being so, you know, wishy-washy. I don't like the idea of being able to just go, yeah, you know what? It wasn't working. Like, then how much could you have thought of this plan if you're willing to deviate from it today? Like, I just think that if you have a plan, stick with it a little bit. I'm not saying you have to stick with it and ride it to the grave, but at some point you got to have some belief in what you're doing. You got to have some belief in what you're doing. I'm not ready to just give up on what the Giants were trying to do here off of one game. It's one game. It looks exactly like the last 10 years. I'm 100% on board. The red zone was atrocious. Everything was bad. It's still a new quarterback. It's still, you know, they still don't have Andrew Thomas. Let Andrew Thomas get in, see if the offensive line can be any better, try and establish a run game, and see if you can get a run game and then have Russell Wilson compliment it and be able to throw the ball a little bit to your star wide receiver. I'm still not ready to throw in Jackson Dart. I think it would be a mistake to go to Jackson Dart this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Early.
Tell Siri to dial the fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Woo! Woo!
All right, McMonagle here with you on the Fan 332. This song makes me want to party. I don't want to party. Although, listen, the Yankees won a huge series. We'll get to that in a second. Steve's up here, wants to talk Giants. I'll take one call, and we've done the Giants, we've done the Jets. We got to get to the baseball. We saw Sproat make his Major League debut, 5 1/3 no-hit innings. Unfortunately, they do fall to the Reds, but as they're trying to find their rotation, another young kid comes up and makes as good a start as they've had outside of the young kids. they're making the best starts on this team. It's unbelievable. He pitched really well. Mets lose, and of course the Yankees beat the team they couldn't beat. They lose Friday night. They win the next two. Max Fried gives up a three-run lead, ties the game at three, but then settles in from that point and gives them seven strong. We'll get to that in a second as the Yankees have started the gauntlet 4-2. But let me talk to Steve in Rockland real quick. We'll get to the baseball in just a second. Steve, what's up?
Hey, thanks, Chris. You know, Let's look at it, Chris. The level of frustration, all right? Twice the Giants get the ball first and goal inside the 5-yard line.
Yep.
They come away with only 3 points.
Yep.
And not only that, but you can't – guess who you can't blame the loss on today? What quarterback can't you blame the loss on, right?
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and look, Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson, and which quarterback was the least notable of the three on the field today? I mean, it was the level of exasperation. And you know what? Never mind the way I'm reacting. I should have heard Carl Banks, because you know me. I don't get to see the whole thing. I'm listening on the radio. Oh, poor Carl Banks. And he even actually brought up the fact that Russell Wilson's height. Mm-hmm. I think at least one.
Yeah, I mean, he was having trouble seeing the middle of the field. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and the whole thing, you know, and the inability to develop to find one, you know, viable offensive lineman per draft.
Mm-hmm.
That could do. Jeez, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I mean the Yankees. That was awesome. Today's game, that was awesome, and so far so good with this, and that was encouraging. All right.
Yeah.
And
no.
Let's not even.
Listen, it's a hell of a lot different than the New York Giants. Yeah, I don't know about the offensive line. I didn't hear. I was watching the game on TV. I did not hear Carl Banks. If you listen, Tom Brady was kind of making excuses for him, talking about the pass rush. He did stay in there once and take a big time hit and threw the ball down the field. The other thing too about Russell Wilson is, and I don't want to put too much stock in this, it's just one interview, but I happened to be listening Saturday morning. Moose and John Schmelk did a Giant theme show, and Schmelk had Burns on as an interview, a pre-recorded interview. And immediately, when asked about what's different inside the room and blah, blah, like immediately, Burns goes to the leadership of Russell Wilson. Like immediately. Now, I'm not saying that means all that much necessarily, especially when they played the way they played today. But like, he didn't ask him about Russell Wilson. A defensive player just volunteered the idea that Russell Wilson is like a big part of the leadership group of this team. Now, again, I'm not saying you have to hold on to him forever. I'm going to play him. I don't see a change being made before, you know, for Dallas. I would still throw Russell Wilson out there and see what happens. I don't think it's all his fault. I think a lot of it's his fault. He didn't play very well. I thought Justin Fields played great. And again, I didn't watch every snap of Daniel Jones, but clearly played well enough. I do think Miami's falling apart. I can't belittle it completely. He scored on every single drive. Daniel Jones played well. There is no, I'm not trying to hide from that, run from that, nor do I care, to be totally honest with you, other than I don't think he's very good, and I put more blame than some would on the Giants' offensive woes over the last couple of years on him. His inability to stay healthy and his inability to throw the ball down the field. I've put it on him, not completely. I think it's the coach. I think it's the organization. I think it's the offensive line, all of it, but I also include him on it. People wanted to give him no blame because of the offensive line. And he went out there and played well. Russell Wilson didn't. So that's clearly now we have 1 + 1 = 2. Daniel Jones is great. It's the Giants that brought him down. We will see. We will see. But week 1, I'm not going to fight that narrative because it's a losing battle. Because as of right now, Daniel Jones is wonderful. He's the first quarterback since the early 90s to lead a scoring drive on every single possession. And the Giants couldn't get a first down for freaking the entire first half. And then when they got into the red zone, they looked like a bunch of idiots. So hard to argue. Let's go to Dexter in Long Island. What's up, Dexter?
Hey, part of the reason why the Giants lost, you saw how many drop passes they had today?
They had a couple. I'm not sure. I know there was one play that Neighbors, if he's going to complain on the sidelines, he's got to make the play. But it wasn't exactly a drop. They didn't. Nobody played well. Nobody played well.
Yeah, but they had a lot of drop ball. At the end of the half, it was 14-3.
Yep.
You know, they kept it close. You know,
14-6. It was a one score.
I mean, yeah, 14-6. You know, but honestly, I think after week 6, if the Giants, their record is not that great, Jackson Dart needs to start after week 6. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about, you know, that's long enough. It depends on where they are. That's after week 6. If they're 1-5, I guess, yeah, absolutely. But at least that sounds like a reasonable number. I don't want to do it too much earlier than that, to be totally honest with you. I want to clear the what I want to look at their schedule again just to see exactly. I want to clear the two Eagle. I would like to clear the two Eagle games, right? So they've got that would be week 3, week 4, week 5, week 6. Yes, not week 7, week 8. Yeah. I don't know if I want to send them to Denver, and I don't know if I'm thinking the 49ers at home week 8. Right? Week 2, week 3, week 4, week 5, week 6, week 7, week 8, week 9. The 49ers week 9 after the two Eagle games. I don't know if I want to play them against the Eagles. I don't know if I want to send them to Denver against that defense. And I don't know if then I want to play them back at home, on the road against Philadelphia. at home against the 49ers, maybe. I don't know. My vision was to sit him on the bench for a while. I thought that was the plan. That's what I've been assuming. And, you know, barring it getting so ugly that you have to make a change, I would like, in a perfect world, to sit him for half the year. Like, that's what I'd like to do. I just don't think they're, you know, they made him the number two starter. And if it goes like it did the first week, they're not going to have an opportunity to wait that long. But I wouldn't do it right away. 888-808-1019. All right, let's get to the baseball here. As the Yankees had a huge series win, right? It's going to get lost in the first week of football. It's going to get lost in how lousy the Giants were and how great Justin Field was. It's going to get lost, but make no mistake, the New York Giants were not going to win the American League East if they lost this series to Toronto. Bottom line, did I say Giants, not Yankees? I didn't say Yankees. I'm losing it. I'm sorry. The Yankees. The Giants are never winning the division. I have no worries about that. The Yankees.
The Yankees have a better chance of winning the Giants division than the Giants
true.
Have won the division.
That is true. The Yankees have a better chance of winning the NFC East than the Giants do. That is probably true. And that's why I laugh, too, because I said something about how it looks the same with the Giants. And then a guy called up and said, all my teams suck, including the Yankees. And when I was talking about the Giants and saying, you know, it feels the same, I can envision a lot of Yankee fans, because that's what they tell me. We've seen this movie before. This is exactly the same. Year after year, it's exactly the same. And I can just imagine some moron out there comparing the Giants and the Yankees. Like, yeah, I know it's the same. Last year ended up in the World Series. For the Giants, it ended up winning a game against the Colts that made me pissed off. Like, there's a difference. There's a difference in what the same is for both of these teams. Oh, my goodness. People are crazy. But anyway, the Yankees. It's not about the 12-game gauntlet. It's not about whether or not they can beat good teams. I've been going on about this for a week. It's a good start in this 12-game gauntlet against playoff teams to be 4-2. But ultimately, this comes down to winning the division. Plain and simple. That's all I care about. It's winning the division. I don't care how they do it. I don't care if they lose every game until they play. I don't care if they get swept by Detroit and swept by Boston and then win every game the rest of the way and somehow still win a division that way. That's all I care about, is winning the division. And the New York Yankees went into a series against Toronto Blue Jays, down 3 games in the loss column, and had already lost the tiebreaker, so it's like 4. And they were not going to win this division if they did not at least take 2 out of 3. They lose the first game of the series as Cam Schlittler really struggled getting the pesky Blue Jays out. And I talked about it on Saturday morning. The narratives were all playing in. That's what the Blue Jays do. They're pesky hitters. They don't strike out. They make you work. The Yankees' offense went cold against a good pitcher. Cam Schlittler couldn't get out of the second inning. They didn't play well. The same crap that you were going to hear. Judge can't throw in the outfield. All these narratives. They don't play defense. And the Toronto Blue Jays do this and do that. That was the narrative after Friday night. And for the New York Yankees, say what you want about this manager. Say what you want about this organization. Say what you want about this team. I hear it all the time. They don't have guts. They don't show up. They don't have this. They don't have that. They lost the first game of this series to the Blue Jays, knowing full well they are not going to recover from going down 4 games, pretty much 5, considering the tiebreaker, with 19 games to play. They had to get off their ass and win Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, you could kiss the division goodbye. Yeah, they'll still be in the playoffs, but they would, and they still might lose the division. They're still 2 games back, but they had no chance of winning this division if they didn't show up on Saturday and Sunday. And the Yankees got off the deck. They got 2 good pitching performances. Luis Gil, who is all over the place, who is wild as hell, and looks like half the time he doesn't know where it's going, managed to somehow give them 6 innings of 1-run baseball. The offense does enough. They find a way to win that game. And then today, or yesterday now, Sunday, they get a 3-0 lead on the home run from Rice. Max Fried almost immediately gives it away with a walk and a double in the second. And then he gives up a double in the third to Vladimir Guerrero to score a run and set up second and third, tie game, nobody out. And from that moment on, Max Fried was the ace again. He gets through that inning without giving up another run, and he ends up going seven. And the New York Yankees get just enough offense. They get a double from Bellinger to score Judge, who really, you know, Judge didn't have a great series, but he's just on base all the time. It's hard to kill him. You're looking for him to make an impact, but he didn't walk three times a game. So, like, it's hard to kill him, but he needs to be better too. But, like, ultimately, this bullpen has been scary. Devin Williams comes into this game in the eighth because they probably had Weaver down, you know, and you know, you're not going to throw. They had Weaver and Cruz down. I don't think they view Leiter as the kind of guy who's going to get out the middle of that order. And they go to Devin Williams and continue to throw him in high leverage situations because they believe in that swing and miss changeup. They will believe in it. The numbers tell you that it still gets swings and misses. They don't care about how he does in big moments. They don't care about who he is as an individual. That changeup is still the best pitch in the entire bullpen, and they are going to trust it implicitly, and it still makes me nervous. I'm surprised they threw him in this game, yet they did. He gets through it. He gives up a leadoff single and a stolen base, and he still managed to get out of the eighth, striking out Vladimir Guerrero for the that must have been the first time Vlad makes an out the entire series, as he crushed them this series. But he makes it through, and then David Bednar comes through with the second save in back-to-back days, and the New York Yankees buck the trend of not being able to beat the Blue Jays. So, you know, let's go back to the rule book. The rule of the gauntlet means now the Yankees will be very comfortable, and we should all be very comfortable as Yankee fans. If they play the Blue Jays in the postseason, those frauds, they are now clearly going to beat them because they took two out of three this weekend. So feel good, Yankee fans. The Blue Jays are no longer a threat. But in all seriousness, that was a big couple of games. That was a big couple of games. They needed that series desperately, but there are still things that are issues. Number one, and it's getting tiring to say, Anthony Volpe can't play anymore. I don't know what else to say. I've defended him as much as I can. His at-bats in this game yesterday were feeble. There's no other way to put it, feeble. He can't catch up to 92-mile-an-hour fastballs in the zone from Max Scherzer. He's swinging at, he's just, his at-bats are feeble. He makes his 19th error of the season on an easy ground ball. Now, you know, the scoop got made. He came off the base. It's kind of a tough error, but you got to make it. You know, Rice isn't a good first baseman. You got to get to him better than that. He's not helping them defensively, although he made a diving play, which was fairly nice, but I think most shortstops make it. He's killing them defensively, and at the plate, he is just inept. He's absolutely inept. This is the time you got to play the best team. They have day off today. They're going to play. They're coming home. Or they're staying home, rather. Sorry. They're playing to Detroit before going to Boston for the big three-game set against the Red Sox, who they find themselves two games in the loss column ahead for the top wild card, which is huge. Even if they don't win this division, you have to get that top wild card to play the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. You cannot go to Boston. But Anthony Volpe just, I'm sorry, it's time to play Caballero every day. And Judge in the outfield, I talked about this on Saturday off of Friday night, same thing in this game. He's made a couple throws from the corner to second base. He doesn't test it coming home. It's very bizarre. He had a more than capable on a sacrifice fly that scored their second run. Judge throws that ball home 99 times out of 100, and he's throwing it to the cutoff man. He could practically walk it to Jazz faster than he could throw it to him. He's standing right next to him. And he's throwing to Jazz. Like, it's his arm is an issue. There's no doubt about it. That scares the hell out of me. We saw Bellinger make a great throw in the Saturday game. They need that. You can't go into a game where your right fielder can't throw home. So there are issues with this Yankee team. There is no doubt. But that was a huge series. Wells made an incredible play in the ninth to throw out a base runner. Like, they played fairly good defense outside of Volpe and a couple of, you know, mistakes. Rice at first, they turned a double play. Judge makes the diving catch in that saves them a run on a George Springer line drive. Like, they're playing well. They have, over the last 22 games, they have the best record in Major League Baseball. And now it's not just against bad teams. They beat the Houston Astros. They beat the dominant Toronto Blue Jays. And now they are two games back, and the division chase is on. If you look at the schedules, I'll give them to you maybe a little bit later. We'll, you know, we have plenty of time. We'll do it tomorrow, even as the Yankees are off tomorrow. The schedules are, the Yankees have a much easier go of it after they get through Detroit and Boston. They don't have an impossibly difficult schedule. They still play the Astros, the Blue Jays. They play a lot of Tampa Bay, who obviously is, they've kind of thrown themselves back into the mix, kind of chasing the wild card, although I don't think they'll get there. But they've played at least better over the last month than, say, you know, Baltimore or Minnesota or the White Sox have played, and that's who the Yankees pretty much have the entire rest of the way after they get through Fenway. So they are six games through, halfway through this 12-game gauntlet, and they are 4-2. They took series from Houston, and now they've taken a series from Toronto, who, look, I try to downplay this stuff because I honestly believe it, that the narrative of you can't beat this team, you can't beat that team. After Friday, and they got to Cam Schlittler, who was pitching to an ERA under 1 over his last 3 starts, they made life impossible for him. They had gritty at-bats. They did everything that we talk about when they don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They make you work. All that stuff. Plus, the Yankees just looked flat. The offense didn't hit Gausman. And it just felt like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is killing them and enjoying it. Vlad took his time running the bases after a home run. Vladimir Guerrero celebrating that final out on a ground ball to first base. He's practically hopping up and down. They weren't just beating the Yankees. They were taking immense joy in beating the New York Yankees. That had to stop. It just had to stop. And to rally back and win the next two and take the series, those are the two biggest games of the year. And now they've given themselves a chance to win this division. And if you look at the standings, if they play well against Detroit, and win this series, you're talking about winning the division gets you the one seed. Detroit hasn't played that well. The Yankees are one game behind them in the loss column. The best record in the American League right now is the Toronto Blue Jays. If the Yankees win this division, you are talking about having as productive a regular season as you could have. You could win more games, and sure, I guess you could have more wins than whoever you play in the National League. I guess that, you know, you'd also like home field advantage in the World Series, I suppose. But you're talking about, for all the ups and downs, for all the hate and vitriol the fan base has shown them, for all the Volpe discussions, which are more than fair, for all the bullpen decisions, for all the Devin Williams stuff, for the Beards policy at the start of the year, for the highs and lows and the June swoons and everything else, the Boone decisions, how much we hate him, Brian Cashman, you know, the trade deadline, everything, the ups and downs of this season. They're 19 games away and 2 games behind a Blue Jays team that they just beat. And let me remind you, I call them frauds for a reason. I don't call them frauds just because they happen to be in first place and I want to take them down. I call them frauds because they have been so this entire Vladimir Guerrero Jr. era, this entire second-generation superstar era with him and Bichette, and I know he's not there anymore, but Biggio, like that entire group that was supposed to have this devastating offense and is supposed to be this up-and-coming team for how many years now, always spits the bit. They have done so since 21. That's when I started calling them frauds. And for all their dominance over the Yankees, they won Friday night and then couldn't get another win to put them away. They've been pretty much a 500 team over their last 55 games. They just lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. And the Yankees have the easier schedule. And if they pull this off and they are 3 games better than the Toronto Blue Jays over the next 19, not only will they win the division, not only will they have a bye, but they will have probably home field advantage throughout the entire American League playoffs. For everything that came and went this entire season, they're playing the best baseball they've played all year. They have the best record in baseball over the last 23 games. They have an easy schedule after the Boston series. They are 19 games away with being 3 games better than Toronto from having as good and productive a regular season as you could have asked for. They are right there. And I'm sorry, but I look at them and I look at the way Heel pitched in this game. I look at the way Rodon and Max Fried are pitching. I look at Cruz back in the bullpen, Bednar closing games, an offense that scored more runs than anyone in baseball. And I'll tell you again, now that they have beaten the Blue Jays, now that they have beaten the Astros, I'm sure we'll find ways to discredit those two series victories, and we'll talk about how it really comes down to Boston, because that's what we'll do, because that's what the haters will say. The fact of the matter is, right now, tell me who in the American League is definitively better than the Yankees. There is nobody. It's just the matter if they will beat themselves. Because they just showed you they can beat the Blue Jays. They've been showing you over the last 25 games, they're as good as anyone in baseball. The division race is on. 19 games, be 3 games better than the fraud Jays. That's it. 6 more games in the gauntlet. They're 4-2 in the first 6. Then they have the easiest schedule the rest of the way in the American League contenders, and they're 3 games away from a bye, from a division, from home field advantage throughout the American League playoffs. It's all right there in front of them, quote the great Aaron Boone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.